keep these teacher appreciation day stories coming in. We want to hear from some of the teachers that made an impact on your life. We're reading them all day here. It is National Teachers Appreciation Day. And before I have a couple here to read. We'll save some for a little bit, but I got to get mine out. Mine is my eighth grade teacher, social studies teacher, Miss Petrielli. Mrs. P is what I would always call her. Simple as this, she taught American history, and I think I liked history before her, but it was her doing that really brought it out to life for me, to the point where I wanted to be a history teacher after high school. And I remember this is one of my favorite Mrs. P stories. Is I had the opportunity to go and shadow her, and I loved talking to her. I loved just like kind of picking her brain as a teacher. And it was so funny because she was showing a movie. I can't remember what movie it was. And we were just having a conversation during our lunch period. And she said, George, she's like, what's really cool, and I think coaches can do this as well. She said, you know when you got them. And I said, what does that mean? She said, you know when you have everybody's attention on you and you really got them and they're literally hanging by every word that you say. I was like, that's what you're so good at. And she laughed, and she's like, yeah. And it's a feeling that as a teacher, you'll know when you do it. So Gary, literally the next period, she puts on, she starts talking about this video and what the scene is and how important it is. Then all of a sudden, and she said it, this was a rowdy class and they were like really energetic. Everybody was quiet. All the attention was on her. She stopped for 2 seconds, looked over at me, winked, went back to doing what she did. And I'm telling you, I just melted in the chair.
That's awesome.
And I was like, wow. Wow. And just her knowing that and how to get that moment from even the rowdiest of students and to bring history out in life and just make it so interesting. Mrs. Petrielli is one a teacher that made a huge impact on my life. Absolutely huge. She's recently retired. She's living her best life. I'm friends with her on Facebook. I absolutely love it. She loves seeing all the success that me and my twin sister are going through. She often reaches out. She's fantastic.
That's a great story.
Absolutely fantastic.
That's really, really cool. It is National Teacher Appreciation Day. It is a celebration all week and should be a celebration even more after the last year plus that teachers have gone through. We're recognizing them. If you have somebody that deserves some recognition on air, just leave a note on our Twitter page at Gary Sharp Show. For the hockey crowd, Tom Wilson of the Washington Capitals, who's got a little history as being thuggish, started a fight last night. Actually, it was a melee. Punched a Ranger in the back of the head, threw down Panarin by his hair.
Ooh.
Started a melee. Probably should be out for a while. Nah. Tom Wilson has just been fined $5,000 and can play on. There is no suspension. If you saw the clip of what he did last night, you got a lot of words that end in S-H-A.
Legitimately,
but only got fined $5,000. We got this question. I think this might be a for a mailbag question. This came into the Equitable Bank inbox yesterday during our show, and I ran across it a little bit late. Is this a trolling move or is this a mailbag question? Should Bob Baffert be considered among the greatest coaches of all time? The world-class trainer, horse trainer, who won his 7th Kentucky Derby on Saturday. This might be a mailbag question for tomorrow, George. This is going to be the question I ask you. Should Bob Baffert be mentioned, like, along the lines of the all-time great coaches? Should he be there with Belichick? Should he be there with Saban?
No.
He's got 7 Derby wins. He's got all of this success as a trainer in the horse world.
He could be mentioned in regards to the winners, but... Best coach? No.
I actually think this is valid.
Yeah.
This is, you work on your answer a little bit more, and this will be in the mailbag tomorrow.
Okay, I like this. I like where this is going.
And if Bob Baffert is one of the greatest coaches of all time, where should he rank? Do you think above Belichick or below Belichick? And now people have to define if they think horse racing is a sport.
Oh, here we go.
And if a trainer has anything to do with the success of the horse.
Yeah, you're walking that slippery slope right there.
Well, no. It's, so what do you equate? The jockey is the quarterback? The trainer is the head coach? I had never once in my lifetime, in any discussion about the all-time greatest coaches in primarily the four major sports, ever thought we would get a question about Bob Baffert being ranked among the greatest coaches of all time.
Wow.
He did on the Derby coverage, he interviewed Bill Belichick. This may be where this question comes from. So that'll be in the mailbag. Should Bob Baffert be considered amongst the all-time greatest coaches?
I like this question.
A for effort in emailing. We'll have to think on this, but that's in the mailbag for tomorrow. All right. 2 hours in the books, two to go. Matt Lothrop, Robin Washington, Tom Chattel join us. We'll talk about Terry Bradshaw when we return, and more on the addition of the Fordham game. It's all about momentum. It does set up kind of a unique schedule now for Nebraska in the way it lays out in terms of buys and homestands. $500,000 is light. Last second notice, 17 weeks away, only $500K. I mean, Fordham's got that laundry list of impressive alums, but $500K, Nebraska got off okay out of this. And they may have scheduled themselves with the things that are going on in Buffalo into a 3-0 start. Then Georgia, get out of September with four wins, and then you have... I wouldn't know what to do. But in the last 24 hours, the addition of the September 4th game and Leipold taking his staff and players leaving Buffalo, things actually, for a program that you might consider cursed, might actually have a little hope with those games 2 and 3 in the upcoming season. All right, we're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show from the Grunwald Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing Zone Studio on 1620 The Zone.